USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Members of the White House Coronavirus Task Force met for the first time in nearly 2 months to talk about the nature of the pandemic, how they're approaching it, and how it has drastically changed since it began nearly 4 months ago. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's leading infectious disease expert, reminded people to stay diligent.
You have an individual responsibility to yourself, but you have a societal responsibility.
And while insisting that President Donald Trump was taking proper steps in the pandemic, Pence invoked the constitutional protection of freedom of speech when it comes to wearing masks.
Freedom of speech and the right to peaceably assemble is enshrined in the Constitution of the United States. And even in a health crisis, the American people don't forfeit our constitutional rights.
The briefing was held at the Department of Health and Human Services rather than at the White House, as the number of confirmed new coronavirus infections per day soared to an all-time high of 40,000. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allen Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
A Trump cabinet member has a warning about COVID-19, and Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says the country is in a better situation than it was earlier on in the pandemic, thanks to hospital capacity and therapeutics. But he also is advocating for personal responsibility, saying,
it's a very different situation, but this is right. A very, very serious situation, and the window is closing for us to take action and get this under control.
Right. Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, Azar also urged those who have recovered from the coronavirus to donate plasma. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A man drove into a Northern California Walmart distribution center and started shooting people, killing an employee and wounding four others before he was shot by police. This happened 131 miles north of Sacramento. Tehama County Assistant Sheriff Phil Johnson said at a news conference, the shooter circled the parking lot four times before crashing into the building and opening fire with the rifle. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Uber Eats driver David Heller has filed a class action lawsuit challenged by Uber, aiming to secure a minimum wage, vacation pay, and other benefits like overtime pay. Drivers are now classified as independent contractors and do not have such benefits. Heller's attorney said the decision allowing him to sue was important, but only a small first step in the case that will probably take years to litigate. The ride-hailing company's contract allows arbitration, but not class action lawsuits. After the ruling, an Uber spokeswoman said the company would amend its contracts to align with the court's principles without giving details. She said going forward, dispute resolution will be more accessible to drivers. 2 days ago, California said it plans to ask a state court judge to force Uber and Lyft to classify all ride-hail drivers as employees rather than contractors. The Civil War is no more. Games played between the Oregon Ducks and the Oregon State Beavers will no longer carry the reference to the country's 19th century war between the Union and the Confederacy. Per a statement released by the University of Oregon, the Oregon and Oregon State Departments of Athletics have agreed to no longer refer to the rivalry games as the Civil War. The decision is effective immediately and includes all athletic competitions for all years ahead. The schools made the decision following mutual discussions as well as conversations with university officials and input from current and former student athletes from both schools. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.